everybody. Welcome to Digging Deeper Jazz. I'm Jeff Antoniak. Well, today I want to dig into the power of patterns. As always, this is for all instruments. As always, it's for the adult amateurs out there. And I want to talk about patterns, why we should practice them, and why and how we should be playing them in our solos, in our comping, everything else. I mentioned it earlier. This is, we're kind of ticking down to the end of the Digging Deeper series. We're going to be starting a new series coming up, so I'll be telling you more about that pretty soon. So let's talk about the idea about patterns. Now, we see patterns everywhere. Patterns are in good architecture and good design. Patterns are in fine art. Patterns are in nature. So this is something that human beings like, we value, we're attracted to patterns, we understand patterns. So yes, some people will say, oh, I don't like players who play with patterns, or I don't play with patterns. To that I say BS, because it's almost impossible to compose or play something that doesn't refer back to itself. So in a sense, have some patterns. Now I understand that idea, sure, it's possible to overdo patterns, and things are a little obvious, a little simplistic. Sure. Let's get to that problem. Most of us do not have that problem. Most of us are not approaching that. So that's what I'm suggesting today. You are not going to have the problem of being too patternistic anytime soon. Let's actually get the value out of this. Let's squeeze the juice out of these patterns a little bit before we worry about doing it too much. So now, if I play a song, Thelonious Monk tune, like this. Is what I was thinking about when I first started. There's two patterns in there that I can discern. The first thing . Do we hear that repetition as a pattern, something that recurs? Yeah, it's called a triad. And then we hear one of the patterns I want to talk about right away, a major scale coming down in thirds. So Thelonious Monk writes the song Rhythmining with two little patterns in there. This is Monk. If it's good enough for Monk, it's good enough for you. That's a good lesson. Okay, so let's turn to the PDF. And the first thing you'll see is a C major scale written in thirds. Simple enough, right? And this is a pattern I want you to get under your fingers. And that is something I want you to get into your playing. Here's the thing. I am never going to coach you or any of my students, anybody who's working with me at JazzWire, to practice something that we can't immediately play in our soloing. That's a waste of time. There's no reason to practice sort of an etude sort of thing if we're not going to use it. So that is something that Monk used in his song that we can use. Now, patterns are great for us in a lot of ways. They're great for our fingers. They force us to do something with our fingers. And these patterns are in time. So they force us to show up in time. They're great for our technique and our rhythm, which makes it good for our time. And when we have good rhythm and time, that's starting to approach good groove. So yeah, we really want to do it that way. It's great for our ears because patterns have melody built into them, or they have possible melody built into them. So our ears start developing what a melody might be able to be. Good for fingers, good for our ears. And it's good for our brain, because what we're doing is taking a tonality, in this instance, the major scale, and we're sorting it. And so I sorted this tonality in ascending thirds. And so that's good for our brain to sort of know what that sound is, and our fingers to know what the brain part is. Those three things, the way they sort of lean on each other, is pretty amazing. And before we go any further, I want to let you know there are four upcoming online workshops with me. These workshops are for 15 people each, and they're live. They're on Zoom. They're virtual, so you can attend from anywhere on earth. We always have people from 5, 6, 7 different countries attending. And so I mentioned time and rhythm and groove. That's one of the workshops we're doing. We're going to do one on altered triad pairs. We're doing one on sort of quick and simple arranging for the jazz small group. I can't even remember what the other one is. Four coming up in the month of March. We're more than half sold out. So I hope you jump on one of these. They're cheap. They're $35 each. You can buy all four for $120 American. Or if it doesn't work for you to attend that day at that time, buy the recording for $20. Easy enough to do. So just go to the link down here and sign up for one or all four of these. I'd love to work with you. And we get to, you know, really interact. It's not like a video like this. We get to actually interact. And that's where real learning happens. Okay, so now getting back to these patterns. So just that simple pattern of a scale and thirds. I'm going to use that for improvising in just a second. Let's look at another pattern. All this is expanding that pattern in thirds. Instead of all the thirds being ascending, what I do is I ascend a third, then I descend the next third. I ascend, then descend. So it's a very, very simple pattern, but check out what it sounds like. That's a pretty cool sounding pattern. And when we apply some rhythms to it, where we can sort of break things up and make it a little less predictable, that's where things get really, really interesting. So let me do this. I'm going to play a little bit for you. I'm going to play the sort of the vamp section or the first A section of a song by Hank Mobley called This I Dig of You. And it's got this great pedal section where it sort of stays in one tonality. Now, how do I know it stays in one tonality? Well, that's the kind of stuff we work on together at Jazzwire. I love that you get a lot of information from these videos, but there's so much context that you don't get. And so there's so many things that I skip over that you're not going to get from the videos. That's the deep, deep work that we have a couple hundred people doing together at jazzwire.net. So I hope I'll see you at Jazzwire. Check it out. So let me do this. Let me play that ascending thirds pattern and the alternating pattern. And I'll mix up the rhythm a little bit. And I think you're going to have a hard time really hearing the pattern after a while. It's just going to sound like good music. Check it out. So just that little bit, doesn't that sound well organized and doesn't that sound like it's going somewhere and there's direction? Well, yes, that's what patterns do, whether it's the pattern of a tile floor or the windows that a good architect puts on the side of a building. It makes sense, right? It feels like we're looking at something that's organized. We're listening to something that's organized. Yeah, it's a big, big, big deal. So I want you to really embrace patterns. Patterns have to be well done. You can't sort of put the windows kind of the same distance apart. Precise, right? What is precise? That's called practice. That's your technique, right? And now how do we do this exactly right? Again, let me work with you. Let's do this stuff together and we can talk about how to really get it going. Okay. And by the way, the melody of this song is ascending thirds. The melody of this fantastic Blue Note tune is thirds going up, thirds going down. Did you know that? Were you offended by that pattern? No, you weren't. It sounds fantastic, but it's simply that. Okay, so let me do one last thing here for you. I like the sound of the pentatonic scale built on the fifth scale degree. Okay, so I'm jumping ahead into something. I'm not going to explain it too much, but if we're in the key of C, I like the sound of G pentatonic over that. So that's what I have in item number three for you. We see the G pentatonic scale. Well, things get interesting when we play the G pentatonic scale in thirds when we start skipping. Here's the pentatonic scale, and here's what it sounds like. So So when we start applying simple patterns to less obvious, less simple sounds and tonalities, all sorts of crazy things start happening. So I said we're doing the scale in thirds, but it actually ends up being fourths, the interval of fourths. So you can check that out there. How about when I alternate, ascend one third, descend the other third, it gets to start being a pretty incredible pattern. Check this out now. Item number 5 on the sheet. I'm giving us just the faintest hint of what is possible. I picked two tonalities here, the major scale and a pentatonic scale. I picked a simple pattern such as the scale in thirds. There are hundreds and hundreds of patterns. And so I'm going to improvise for you with that one in just a second. But here's the important thing. There's hundreds of patterns. I don't want you to play almost any of them. I want you to work on one pattern, scale in thirds. Can you do that really, really with great technique on your instrument? Most of us, the answer is no. That's actually quite demanding. So don't worry about the other 100 patterns out there. I want you to get one pattern down really, really strongly. Thelonious Monk wrote Rhythmining with a scale in thirds. Hank Mobley wrote This I Dig of You with a scale in thirds. And we can think of 100 more tunes. Don't worry about pattern number 2 or number 3. The most important thing is to get good with one pattern. Dig deep with it and then experiment with what you can do. It's not about more information. It's about digging deeper with the information that you have. So let me do this. I'm going to just play on the way out for you. I'm going to improvise a little bit now with that pentatonic sound using the pentatonic scale, what I'm calling in thirds, then the alternating ascending and descending thirds. Maybe I'll stick in some other patterns here for you, but it's all going to be really patternistic. I'm not doing any great, fantastic improvising. I'm just plugging in patterns over this sound. You're going to hear how good it sounds. And I really want you to join me for some of these workshops. One of the workshops I think I forgot to mention was playing out with pentatonics. This is the precursor to that workshop. What you're going to hear here is a precursor to that. So definitely sign up for one of those workshops, and I'll look forward to getting to meet you, talk to you in person, hear you play. You hear me play, we'll go back and forth on it. All right, patterns, they're going to change your life in a good way. See ya.